For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Residents along the northern Gulf Coast from New Orleans to the Florida Panhandle are under a tropical storm watch. Alberto, a subtropical storm, is churning north from just east of Cozumel, Mexico. Danielle Ellis is a reporter for WECP-TV in Panama City.
Daily conference calls between emergency operations, the National Weather Service, and the Hurricane Center will keep everyone alert if the storm develops. Governor Scott held a press conference letting the public know important information.
We've already moved some high water vehicles up to the Panhandle from Fish and Wildlife. We're staying up with all the agencies to make sure everybody's prepared, to make sure that if we have this fair weather, that everybody's going to be taken care of.
The storm is expected to make landfall sometime on Memorial Day. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wayne Allyn Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty, Made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said the White House pre-advance team for Singapore will leave as scheduled in order to prepare for the summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The president tweeted a rejection to a New York Times report suggesting the June 12th meeting would be impossible considering the lack of time to prepare. Wrong again, the president tweeted. Use real people, not phony sources. The paper was citing a senior White House official speaking to a very large group of reporters in the White House briefing room. Hawaii County officials say the number of structures that lava has destroyed on the Big Island is now at least 82, and that includes 37 homes. The Kilauea volcano has been erupting for 3 weeks, spewing lava from cracks that emerged in neighborhoods and sending ash sky high from its summit. About 2,000 people were ordered to evacuate from the rural community where lava fissures opened. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Facebook is imposing new rules on certain types of ads. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Facebook announcing all election-related and issue ads in the U.S. on both Facebook and Instagram must now be clearly labeled as such, including disclosures appearing at the top of the ads to reveal who paid for them. Ads coming from specific candidates have already included the disclosure labels since October. Facebook had said it was going to require that of issue ads from outside parties as well. Advertisers need to verify with Facebook via mail that they reside in the U.S. before they're permitted to run political ads targeted at Americans. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is calling the international probe into the downing of the Malaysian airliner MH17 over eastern Ukraine in 2014 deeply flawed. John Clemens reports.
Investigators have concluded that Russia's military supplied the missile that brought down Malaysian airliner MH17 and claimed the lives of all 298 people aboard. Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop is one of the international investigators.
Australia and the Netherlands have now informed the Russian Federation that we hold it responsible under international law for its role in the bringing down of MH17.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.